Welcome to the News Hour. The Federal Aviation Administration laid out a plan today to cut as much as 10% of flights operating out of 40 major airports, starting at a lower level tomorrow and ramping up over the coming week. Today, airlines already preemptively canceled hundreds of flights in response. Many of the airports in the plan are among the nation's busiest, including Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Denver, Los Angeles, and the New York and Washington, D.C. metro areas. The Trump administration said the move was triggered by the government shutdown and is necessary for safety. Airports have faced delays as air traffic controllers working without pay have been calling in sick. Staff shortages have also led to longer security lines in Houston and elsewhere. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy explained his reasoning yesterday.
I'm concerned about disrupting people's travel. We're coming into a weekend. I travel a lot. We are concerned about that. But we had to have a gut check of what is our job. Is it to make sure there's, you know, minimal delays or minimal cancellations? Or is our job to make sure we make the hard decisions to continue to keep the airspace safe?
Joining me now to break all of this down is David Shepherdson of Reuters News. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Let's just start with this. Have we ever seen anything like this before in a government shutdown?
It's unprecedented. And certainly in the 2019 shutdown, if you remember, that one about this level, 35 days, and that was credited, that shutdown was credited with the end by the big disruption in aviation caused by controllers calling in sick in New York and in D.C. But the government did not take this extraordinary step of ordering the airlines to cut flights during that shutdown.
And we're seeing airlines already taking steps to cancel some of those. What else are you hearing from them about how they're going to do this and their concerns?
Well, it's been a pretty rough 24 hours for them, right? Because this came out roughly, I think, 4 o'clock yesterday, and they've been struggling to figure out how do we cancel flights. Now, initially, the government said it was going to be 10% Friday. Instead, it's going to be ramped up 4%. Friday through Monday, rising to 6-8, and then it would hit that 10% figure a week from tomorrow. Now, 4% is still challenging, and as you said, a bunch of airlines have already started pre-canceling flights, but that's manageable versus 10%, which is going to be more difficult, and one of the reasons the airlines argued for more time to get to that higher level.
What are we talking about in terms of the scale of disruption, the number of flights potentially disrupted, even from 4 up to 10%?
So that 4% figure, we're seeing roughly 700-800 flights from the four major carriers, American said 220, Delta about 170, you know, around the same number for United, Southwest at 120. So it's a big number. Now, luckily, this is not a huge travel weekend. Yes, it's, you know, Veterans Day, but it's not Thanksgiving, it's not Christmas, it's not spring break. So there is some slack in the system. And so airlines feel confident they can handle it, they can reroute people, you're going to get this automatic notification. Hopefully, if your flight's canceled, you got another one. But it's like having a mini snowstorm, if you will, in 40 airports, and the airlines don't have the flexibility they would typically do. Say American, there's a snowstorm in Chicago, maybe you up flights in Dallas to address this. This is 4% to start across the board. So a little more restrictive in terms of how you deal with it.
And the argument here is safety, right? So if they have that 4% reduction, does that actually alleviate enough pressure on air traffic controllers to make it safe? Does 4% get you there, or does 10%?
Great question. So let's go back to Halloween, right? We had a major disruption, right? In the New York area, about 80% of the controllers did not show up. At one point, there was only one controller in a center. It was, you know, there were many, many delays. And luckily, it was Halloween where there's less traffic than normal. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. But that, I think, has set off concerns. And this week, the FAA administrator said 20 to 40% of controllers are not showing up every day. Now, what the FAA has been doing before now is slowing flights. So, and sometimes it would result in cancellations. Primarily, we're going to slow it down. We're going to have fewer flights per hour, per runway at busy airports to address it. This is taking a more aggressive step at the top. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a dispute. People like the NTSB chair, Jennifer Homedy, say this is great, we need to do this. Democrats like Rick Larson, who's a top Democrat on the Transportation Committee, says, I want to see the data. What exactly prompted this and why now? And there are some suspicions that this came the day that President Trump said we need the shutdown might have been partially to blame for the losses in the election, and therefore, is politics involved?
Well, what do we know about that? Because the fact that the administration changed the plan from the more aggressive 10% right away, kind of dialed it back to 4%, right. There is the allegation that this is about politics and adding pressure to Democrats to end the shutdown.
At a minimum, it sure looks like this is on the fly, and airlines have been really, you know, frustrated, I think, trying to deal with this. I mean, starting with 10, going down to 4. Remember, yesterday it was going to be 4, then 5, then 6%. So it's changed yet again, and this is still a draft order. We don't know for certain that 4% is going to stick. I mean, it seems likely, but we got to see the final paper. So I do think at a minimum, airlines and some Democrats are saying, why now? Why is it in such flux, and why wasn't this plan more, you know, more, you know, firmly laid out before it got announced? On the other hand, Secretary Duffy would say, look, this has happened before the collision in DCA when 67 people died. There were thousands of reports of near misses. Let's get ahead of it. You know, and we do know the controllers are under severe stress. They're already working 6-day work weeks and 10-hour days before this because of low staffing. And they are under stress. They haven't been paid for 5 weeks.
30 seconds left. What should consumers expect in the day and days ahead because of this?
I think you're going to be okay. You're going to get on your flights. You might have a delay. You might get a cancellation. But still 4%. That's 1 out of 25 flights. So hopefully you're one of the 24 of the 25. International flights will be fine. But, you know, check with the airlines. Do all the things you're supposed to do. Check the website. Get there early. And hopefully everything will be okay.
Right.
And be patient. And be nice to people at the airport, especially those who are not getting paid.
That is always good advice. David Shepherdson of Reuters, great to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.